Beloit has been working with the Bad River Tribe for 5 years to get approval for a $300 to $400 million casino. City leaders say it would create thousands of jobs and pump millions of dollars into the local economy. Both the tribe and the city have been lobbying Congress to defeat a bill introduced by Richard Pombo of California. The bill would prevent tribes from building a casino on land not contiguous to their reservations. Tribal Chairman Ray DePerry says the bill would also threaten tribal sovereignty by forcing gaming tribes to make payments to local communities where casinos are built, something he says Wisconsin tribes already do.
Tribes have the unique status of working on a government-to-government basis, and compacts are negotiated with the gaming tribes now. Why do we need such overpowering legislation to start making things mandatory?
While the Pombo bill has had a setback, Beloit city officials are still worried it will be rewritten and reintroduced. City Council President Marty Dench says he's only breathing a brief sigh of relief.
We're not out of the woods yet. All we really want to see in a bill of this kind, if it has to go through, is some sort of grandfathering language which would permit applications already in the pipeline or close to completion the opportunity to complete that process.
Meanwhile, tribal gaming opponents like the National Coalition Against Legalized Gambling are backing a bill with even more restrictions on tribal casinos. Michigan Republican Mike Rogers' bill would put a 2-year moratorium on the approval of any new tribal casinos on or off the reservation. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.